October the 7th, Thursday. My name is Virginia Beavert, and I'm taping for the class at Heritage College. Oh, this is a list of Halloween words. That's the title of Halloween. Shachat. The next word is Stachsuakush. Stachsuakush. That means corn. It has relationship to Halloween. Squashes. Squashes. Squash. Makush. Squashes. Orange squash. Pumpkin. Chmuk. Kittis. Chmuk. Kittis. Black cat. Lachat. 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 Bat. Dishpoon, dishpoon, black widow spider, stuk stuk, stuk stuk, cobweb, tatasia, tatasia, witch woman. Wakat kawas, wakat kawas, broom, chacha, chacha, ghost, alchaych, alchaych, moon, sat, sat. Night. Sat, 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 sat. Dark night. Chmuk, sat, chmuk, sat. Black night. Wout kiwit, wout kiwit. Trick or trickery. Siped, siped, treat, and it means feed too. Wout kiwit go siped, trick or treat. This is your Halloween word list. The next item will be a short story about Halloween. Taimu, Shah, Satki. Taimu, Shah, Satki. Story about Halloween. Mimi, Anaku, Itchana na sat ichi ticham. Bawianin chana. Chachama. Satpa. Kupa iskau skau khana teen maman. Kushi tatasia iskau khana mianash maman. Ku ipshata khana kusayau. Ku itkwata khana chilwit mianash maman. Ku lachat lachat ma. Pawain wain khana satpa. Ku pachan khana tin maman. Tishbun, Iatchana, Stuk Stuk Schnick, Ku Ichanchana, Teen Maman. Achtun, Chilwit Itchanana, Satpa, Ku Spiljain, Pawaukana. Wow, kapam tin maman at kwatasha. Aw pam lahs at nachs anwik at ta. Kupam chaw ka at kwatata tin maman. Kuk it kanana. Halloween sat. I'll translate that short story for you. In English, story about dark night. A long time ago, this land, this whole world was dark, and the ghosts used to wander around at night, and they would gather the Indian people. They would scare them around. That's what I should have said. They would scare the people around. The second paragraph. Two, the witch woman went around and gathered little children, and she would put them into her sight, her cedar basket, and she would eat them, the bad little children. And the bats, they came out at night and they flew around and they bit the people. And Black Widow Spider came out of his web, and he was going around biting people. Everything that was bad happened at night. That's when Spiljai became angry, and he told them, "You folks are eating too many people. From now on, you will only come out one night, one year, and you will no longer eat and hurt people." And that's when this Halloween happened, called Halloween Sut. Just once a year, one night. This is a recording entitled Auditory Perception. It's called Mutat Mutapti. Lucha Anahui. Number one. Lucha Anahui. Lucha Anahui. Tu namak enusha. Ak enusha lucha kakya. Inakna shitkisha. Number two. Lutsakakya. Lutsakakya. Tu namak enusha. Ak enusha makhash khatkhat. Inakna shitkisha. Number three. Makhash khatkhat. Makhash khatkhat. Tu namak enusha. Ak enoshash lam kusi inaknash itkisha. Lump kusi tu namak enosha. Ak enoshash mkhish piat alukat inaknash itkisha. Mkhish piat alukat tu namak enosha. Ak enoshash lampt kitis inaknash itkisha. Lampt kitis lump, it is two namak enosha. Ak enosha, kuyh kusi. Inaknash, it kisha. Kuyh kusi, kuyh kusi. Two namak enosha. Ak enosha, chmuk sheep. Inaknash, it kisha. Chmuk sheep, chmuk sheep. Two namak enosha. Ak enosha, makas kwala. Inaknash, it kisha. Makas kwala. Two namak enosha. Ak enosha, sapsikwasla. Inaknash, it kisha. Sapsikwasla, sapsikwasla. Two namak enosha. Ak enosha, mianashma. Inaknash, but kisha. Ichiwa nakh takon tumna nakh wikhal khalin miki. The story is about a spider. Ik six wikhal khali. Ik six wikhal khali. Ipanatya shishpama. We not pamapa. Iwi haik ma tuch. Kupanak we haik ma we khal khalina. An I anatma. Kupa ilachyaoya tuch nan. Ku ik six we khal khali. Ipanatya. We not pamapa anach achi. I'll translate that. Itsy bitsy spider. Itsy bitsy spider. Went up the water pipe. Down came the rain, and it washed the spider out. The sun came out and it dried up the rain, and Itsy Bitsy Spider crawled up the pipe again. Halloween. That's when Halloween began. These are the things that I wanted to record for that young lady that's working on her project with Ed. And I kept 3 pages of comparative words and some miscellaneous things that I didn't have time to record because Mary's about to get here. And so I would like to end by just telling you that I hope that this will help you, and this material could be typed up if you can read my writing. If you have any questions, just call me, and hopefully it'll come out okay over this tape recording that I accidentally got on this tape. Thank you. Well, I think I'll finish off with these list of words that are on this other paper, wherever I can find it. I'd like to just say these words that are illustrated with picture graphs. I think it's really nice the way it's illustrated. That first one shows this little boy running. Waichti. Iwaichti sha. My name is Virginia Beaver. And today, on October the 7th, 1993, for the Heritage College, I am recording some lessons on useful phrases in the Sahaptin language. Number one, Mishnam Wisen Witachnait. Mishnam Wisen Witachnait. Translation, may you take a moment to say a few words? Now, 1A is Mishnash Wisen Witachnait. Mishnash Wisen Witachnait. May I take a moment to say a few words? Sometimes you might get involved in a community meeting or any kind of meeting, and people are talking, viewing their own, stating their own views, and you wish to say something. Or that first, number one, you're asking someone to say something. So if this person looks like he wants to speak, and yet he has never had the opportunity, so you want to give him a few minutes to say something, so you ask him, Mishnam Wisen Witachnait, would you like to take a moment to say a few words to us, you know? Now this other one is where you're asking permission to say something. And if you'll notice that nam in the first sentence, Mishnam Wisen Witachnait, that nam means you. Do you wish to take a few moments to say a few words to us? Or, you know, just to anybody? Nam means you. Okay? 1A, Mishnash, Wisen Witachnait. May I take a moment to say a few words? Now, Nash means I. May I, Mishnash, may I. Wisen Witachnait. Take a moment, say a few words. I hope this clarifies something that perhaps was missed here. Number two, Punk Isinwisha. Punk Isinwisha. He or she is speaking or talking. Mish Isinwisha. Isinwisha. You can say Mishpunk Isinwisha. Make it into a question. Is she talking or is he talking? But here number two is Punk Isinwisha. He or she is speaking or talking. Number three, Pinik Basinwisha. Pinik Basinwisha. Pinik means two people are speaking. We'll notice in number two, Punk Isinwisha. That's a singular Punk. He. Pinik means two people are speaking. Number four, Pumak Basinwisha. They are speaking. Now, they means more than two people. Now, this is one thing that's unique about our Indian language. We have a dual system And we have a plural system. The dual system prefixes tell you there are two people talking. And pumak then tells you there are more than two people speaking. Chu, that's number five. Chu, tanak. It's a command. Be quiet. You can use this with people who are disruptive in a meeting or in school, who are, you know, making too much noise and others can't hear. You can tell them, chu, tanak. Be quiet. It's not a disrespectful phrase. It's just to tell them that they're making too much noise and other people can't hear. Now you'll see that CH doubled. In our Indian Sahaptin language, we say all of the letters. Now, you know, in the Sahaptin, we had to substitute some letter, double some letters in order to make a sound. Okay, we have two CHs here. You have to say both of them. Ch-choo. With a long U. Ch-choo. Tanak. Be quiet. Number six. Ch-choo. Ayik. This could mean sit quietly. Don't make too much noise, or be quiet and sit. Chu, ayik. Sit still, you know, don't make too much noise. Number seven. Auna, chisha, kupi. Auna, chisha, kupi. Chi is your verb. That means drink. Auna, it means let us. Let's drink coffee. And that sha is telling you that it's the present tense. Let's drink coffee. Now, number 7A, I added auna chi da sha kupi. Let's go drink coffee. That means you have to leave where you are and go somewhere else to drink coffee. That's what that ta adds in the, it's infix. It's between the chi-sha, chi-ta-sha. See, that tells you that you're going somewhere to drink your coffee. Auna chi-ta-sha kupi. Let's go drink coffee. Number eight, swaiki, sinwik. Swaiki, sinwik. There's your barred L sound. Swaiki, sinwik. Speak slowly. Mike, swaiki, a little slower. It's reemphasizing, you know, slow, Mike. Is the prefix that emphasizes something. It means speak a little slower. Or you could say, you know, walk slower. Maikwaiki kwanatik. Walk a little slower. Or maikwaiki kwatak. Eat a little slower. You know, some people eat too fast, especially our little children. Okay, number 10. Maikwaiki sinwik. Speak a little slower. Maikwaiki sinwik. Speak a little slower. Number 11. Paishnam winata. Oh, excuse me. X that out. Number 11. Paishnash winata. Maybe I will go. This is an incomplete phrase. You could say Paishnash winata Yakumokan. Maybe I will go to Yakima. Paishnash Winata Pahamitkan. Maybe I will go to the war dance. Paishnash Winata Shpawitkan. Maybe I will go to the ball game. You know, so this is a incomplete phrase. You can add on to wherever you're going, and you have to put K-A-N after it, because that's your objective. That's a place where you're going, or it could be an adverb. Number 12, Paish, Pawinata. That pa tells you that more than one person is going. Paish, Pawinata. Maybe they will go. And these are the 12 phrases that I wanted to, useful phrases that we use in our everyday language that you can practice while you're learning the Sahaptan language. Thank you.